We're about halfway through what has been a bit of an anemic year for the stock market. So what should you be betting on in 2012? Part two.
Let's bring in Mark Hulbert. He's a Market Watch columnist and editor of the Hulbert Financial Digest. Not to put you on the spot, Mark, but we are trying to get a sense of where the year could go compared to the first half of 2012. Can we get any indication of what the Dow could do based on the last few months' performance?
I wish I could say that we can. Unfortunately, my analysis of the historical data suggests that that's probably a pipe dream. There are two schools of thought on this. One believes that there's momentum in the market, so therefore, if you have a strong first half, you can expect a strong second half as well. And then the other half says, well, after an anemic first half like we had, then we should expect a rebound in the second half. It turns out neither one is really supported in the data. It turns out there's a largely random relationship between what happens in the market between the first and second halves of the year.
So if we can't look at the market overall for our 401ks, what about certain individual stocks or sectors? Anything that looks good to you in the second half of 2012?
Well, when it comes to individual stocks, believe it or not, there is some information in the data that suggested you can get from the historical trends in the stock, that is, over the last several months. In other words, stocks do tend to exhibit this so-called momentum. So if you wanted to be a very short-term trader, you'd probably want to bet on those that have done well over the last couple of months as opposed to those that have not. But that's a very short-term trade. For most of us, you mentioned your 401k, who are looking at much longer term. Again, I think the past has relatively little information for us. We need to be forward-looking, and that's, of course, what the market is paid to do.
Anything we should be looking to avoid in terms of stocks or broader funds?
Well, I think the biggest thing to avoid is what I just mentioned, which is the trading in and out. If you look at the historical data, all of those, almost all people who end up losing to the market are those who probably have paid too much in fees along the way, either through transaction costs or to an expensive mutual fund that's paying too high of a fee.
All right, Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Mark Hulbert, Market Watch columnist and editor of the Hulbert Financial Digest.
Money news every half hour.